Jeff Eisenberg, college basketball insider with Yahoo Sports. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how are you? Sadly, I will be watching from my sofa here in Southern California, but could be worse places to be watching.
Yeah, but courtside at the McHale Center could be pretty fun tomorrow too, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think it's clearly the Pac-12 game of the year, or at least one of two, since Arizona will be back in Utah later this year. But it's must-see TV if you're a fan of West Coast college hoops.
Kevin O'Neill joined us an hour ago. He was as bold to say if Utah wins tomorrow, they will be Pac-12 champions. The road will go through Salt Lake City. There's no doubt about that. What's your kind of big picture, before we talk specifics on this matchup, your big picture view of this game? Arizona having lost to Oregon State the other night, so they've got a loss in Pac-12 play, but Utah having to go to the McHale Center. What's your view on it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not quite ready to go as far as Kevin apparently did, but I will say that if Utah wins that game on Saturday, they're certainly in the driver's seat. They're certainly in the position where I think that they control their own destiny, obviously, and that with Arizona coming back to Salt Lake City, I think Arizona would probably have to win in Utah to have any chance of winning the league. I don't see either of these programs losing more than, 3-4 games in league. So certainly, I think it's a huge game for both teams. I think Arizona doesn't want to fall two games behind Utah. And I think Utah wants to show that, they're a legit top-10 team and a legit threat to win the league this year. And, I don't think that it eliminates Utah if they lose this game by any means, but it's certainly a big stage and a big chance for this program to show how far they've come.
Jeff, it wasn't so long ago, about 3.5 years ago, you were on this show with me talking about how Utah had hit rock bottom and how it would be a massive rebuilding project. As a guy that follows West Coast basketball and has seen this, how surprised are you at how quickly Larry's gotten it done?
I honestly think it's one of the better coaching jobs we've seen in West Coast college basketball in a really long time, just because of how far down that program was. And I mean, you see it intimately, so you know what I'm talking about. But, when you're having to schedule Evergreen State to try to find a win in that conference play, and build a little confidence with your guys, I mean, they were as down can be. And, to not take any shortcuts, to build through young players and the way that they've recruited, and to kind of incrementally get better each of the last 3 years building up to this one. It's just a great job that they've done. The program clearly has an identity at this point. And you can see it with the young players who are, rising to the occasion this season, that this isn't a one-year wonder. This is a program that's probably going to be there for a while.
A lot of depth, there's no doubt about it. Two NBA caliber players in Wright and Pirtle, Loveridge, Taylor, Chapman, and a bunch of other guys. So there's a ton of depth in this game. On the other side for Arizona, Sean Miller's teams haven't been overly deep. They've gone 6-7 deep the last few years, and that's kind of where they are again this year. But I got to tell you, Jeff, they miss Nick Johnson. I knew that they would probably miss Nick Johnson because he was a terrific basketball player. But, boy, that game against Oregon State the other night really illustrated how badly they miss Nick Johnson. This team really struggles offensively in the half court at times.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think they missed both Nick Johnson and Aaron Gordon, but for different reasons. I think, Aaron Gordon's ability to defend multiple positions, to rebound as well as he did, to block shots. Again, I'm not saying that Arizona's defense isn't very good. It is, but it's probably a half tick down from where it was a year ago. And I would certainly say that not having Aaron Gordon is a big part of that. And then offensively, I'm completely with you. I think that the big weakness of this Arizona team right now is its ability to score in the half court. And it'll go through stretches where it'll look good, and then it'll go through, 4 and 5 minutes where it looks really hard for them to score against quality defenses. When they have Hollis Jefferson and Stanley Johnson on the court together, they don't have another shooter on the floor besides TJ McConnell. So that's a concern. I worry about the fact that in late game situations they've had the ball in TJ McConnell's hands and had him coming off of ball screens. Again, he's a good point guard, but I'm not sure you want him to be your number one option scoring and creating late in games. That was certainly something that Nick Johnson did consistently for them last year, and it's something that they really missed this season, and especially against Utah, a team that defends the ball screen so, so well this season. I just worry that I think that this is going to be a close game coming down the stretch because of how well both teams defend. And I would feel a lot more confident putting the ball in DeLon Wright's hands than I would, any of Arizona's options that we've seen late in game. Now, maybe Stanley Johnson, this is the game where he sort of rises into that role. Maybe they find other ways. You know, maybe it's not a close game with 2 minutes to go. But that's certainly an area where I think Utah has an advantage.
Jeff Eisenberg's our guest, college basketball insider. You read him at Yahoo Sports. He is the Dagger. As we talk about tomorrow's Utah-Arizona game, I really think of all the things that, you know, for both sides, I think to me, if Utah will win the game tomorrow, Jeff, if they defensively rebound, if they don't allow, and last night they allowed, I think, 13 offensive rebounds to a not-so-good Arizona State team. Yep. Arizona, kind of like San Diego State, sometimes their best offense is just chucking it up toward the rim and letting guys like Hollis Jefferson and Tarzewski and Ashley go up and get it. If Utah can put a body and keep maybe Arizona to single digits in offensive rebounds, I think they've got a great chance to win that thing tomorrow.
Yeah, I agree. I think, one of the upsides to missing as many jump shots as Arizona misses right now is that you do create a lot of opportunities on the offensive glass. And, like you mentioned, they're huge across the front line. Hollis Jefferson is really active. Stanley Johnson is big for his position. So it's certainly a weapon of theirs, and I think that's key. And then I think keeping Arizona out of transition and making them score against the, that set half-court defense is really big. And not that Arizona's a running team by any means, but if you force them to score against that stingy half-court defense of Utah, I just don't think that they're going to be very efficient doing it. So I think I agree with you. I think that the rebounding is a big key, and I think transition defense is also.
I'm with you on your earlier comment that somebody loses a game here and there, but I got to be honest. Unless something happens from an injury standpoint to a DeLon Wright or a Jakob Poeltl, I can't – the Pac-12, and I know it's small sample size right now, only four games in, but the conference doesn't look very good below Utah and Arizona right now.
Yeah, I think it's the opposite of last year where there was Arizona was a step above everyone else, but there were five, six teams kind of in that upper middle class of the conference that were pretty good. I think this year there's a clear dividing line between Utah and Arizona and everyone else. And, I think UCLA is a little better than what they showed during that five-game losing streak. And Stanford has had some nice moments. And I think Washington's pretty hard to beat at home. By and large, there are two elite teams in this conference, and then there's a bunch of teams that are just trying to find a way into the NCAA tournament. I think it's sort of in that four-bid range this year, and I agree it's a step down from where it was a year ago.
Hey, Jeff, if Utah does win at the McHale Center tomorrow, do you get a sense, and I don't put you in with some of the others because you're West Coast-based, but do you get a sense that some of the national folks, I think that they're on board with Utah being good again. Do you think beating Arizona at Arizona with everything else they've done this year gets them on board for them being the team to beat in the league?
Yeah, I do. I think if Utah wins this game on Saturday, I think that the national perspective will be that Utah is the new favorite to win the conference. I think that they've done enough already with the way they played in non-conference and the way that they've just rolled to victory so far in league play to certainly validate a top 20, top 15 ranking and the belief that Utah basketball is back. But I still think that they need to beat Arizona before folks are going to believe that they're necessarily the favorite at this point to win the league. So I think that's kind of the perception that's at stake for Utah on Saturday. I don't think that by any means that they're eliminated from the conference race or anything if they lose the game. But I think the national perception changes if you go into Tucson and win.
Does DeLon Wright have a chance to be a first-team All-American?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he'd certainly be on my team right now. I don't think he's going to win National Player of the Year, but I think he has at least gotten to the point where he has entered that conversation. You know, I think that that Okafor is going to be tough to beat at Duke, and certainly there are other candidates, the Montrezl Harrell at Louisville, and you know, a handful of other guys. But I think it's a down year for point guards, for one thing, this year in college basketball. And two, I mean, Wright's been terrific, as you know, everyone in Salt Lake well knows. You know, he's shooting 55% from the field. He's a fantastic defender. He's able to create for himself and for others off the dribble. You know, he just does a little bit of everything. And to do that for a Utah team that has made national waves, is in the top 10 in the country, absolutely. I think he has a chance to be a first-team All-American this year. A
couple more minutes here with Jeff Eisenberg. If I asked you today, it's January 16th, so we've got 2.5 months still, but if I asked you today to give me your Final Four projection, I think Kentucky's a slam dunk, though anybody can lose on a given day. But give me your Final Four teams today if you were a betting man, Jeff.
At the beginning of the season, I had Kentucky, I had Wisconsin, I had Arizona, and I had Gonzaga in my Final Four. I wouldn't change it dramatically, but I'd change it a little bit. I'd still have Kentucky. I would still have Gonzaga. I'd throw Virginia in there the way they're playing right now. And gosh, that fourth team is hard. If you can guarantee me that that Trayvon Jackson comes back healthy for Wisconsin, I think I'd still stick with them, because I think that he makes a ton of difference for them, though, with his ability to create off the dribble for them. They don't really have a player who can do that in late clock situations. If he's not there, he's out 6 weeks with a fractured ankle. So it's, you know, he'll be back, but will he be the same player, I guess, is the big question for Wisconsin. So if he's healthy, I'd go with the Badgers. If not, boy, I mean, I guess Duke still has a chance, but I don't love the way that they're defending right now. I guess I would go with Kansas if I can't take Wisconsin there, since I think that they're continuing to progress and improve over the course of this season.
We'll let you have a mulligan now, and then we'll talk to you again in a couple of more weeks, and then it'll probably change. Everything but maybe Kentucky will probably change 2 or 3 weeks from now, right?
Yeah, Kentucky's going to have to have a lot of injuries for me to pick against them, at least to make a Final Four. It doesn't mean that they're unbeatable, but when you have that kind of size, that kind of offensive rebounding, and defend the paint the way that they do, that's a tough combination to beat.
Hey, Jeff, great stuff. Sorry I won't see you in Tucson tomorrow, but I'm sure I'll either see you in L.A. or maybe in Salt Lake City if the Utes continue to win here soon. Thanks so much for jumping on with us.
You got it. Anytime.